the hype. Some got the Midas touch, and some went platinum. Only on 98.4 Capital FM.
Every time we step up on the scene, we make it pop. Yeah, I miss you.
And my guest has arrived, and at some point I'll be pulling him into the studio. He's all the way from Nigeria, and he's got a couple of things that he wants to share with us. So I'll be inviting him. Interesting music at the age of 14. That's quite interesting. We'll talk to him shortly, and he tells us how it's all happening and how it'll be ended up. Okay, now he was born on July 24th. I won't say which year because I don't think he would agree for me to say that.
Why not?
Okay, all right. That's in 1990. Known professionally as Buff.
Yeah.
Buff, that's a good name.
Okay, yeah.
Nigerian singer-songwriter, record producer who hails from the eastern part of Nigeria. That's good. We'll talk about that one. Interest in music at the age of 14. Hey! Boss, all right, where he played the drum set for the branch of the popular known Pentecostal denomination, and he began producing music professionally at the age of 19. You're talented, bro. You're talented. And after a decade, he decided to unleash the artist side of him with his debut single titled Selfish, after he released an EP, Bad Meets Evil, which has over 3 million streams on all platforms. But welcome to Capital FM.
My pleasure.
All right. But basically, there's only one question that we always ask when we have guests in studio. Who is Buff?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just an artist who's I'm just being myself, and I have a unique sound, and I feel like the world needs to listen to what I have to offer.
Good.
And I feel I have a lot to offer. Yeah, that's it.
All right, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to your formative years when you were born in the eastern part of Nigeria and your interest in music. Take us through that journey.
Okay, yeah. So at a very young age, I used to play drums in my church.
Right.
At that time. So then I later moved on to, I started producing. Okay, so I had
What age right now?
Let's say that was maybe 16, 17.
Oh, 16, that's okay, that's right.
Yeah, I started watching YouTube videos on different producers, right. And so I downloaded the music software, and I started making my own beats.
Okay.
Yeah, so my first beat was actually very whack. But yeah, we move.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was it. And I built myself, worked on my creative.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then
This is something you knew when you were young. You had this artistic thing.
Yeah, that keeps but I didn't think I was going to be an artist. Actually, it was production. I didn't think I was going to be an artist.
What about school? Let's talk about school.
Okay,
were you in variety shows? In my time, we used to call them variety shows. Nowadays, they call them funkies. Right?
Was that fun?
For example, you'd go to another school and you'd meet other schools and you'd compete in dancing and singing and poetry. I did a lot of that, by the way. Right. And that's at that time I realized, wait a minute, there's something going on here. Did you have anything like that on your side?
In college, I was actually a loner.
Mm-hmm.
I just used to be myself, making beats, and
people are not alone.
I was not alone.
Yeah.
How would I put this? Mentally, I was not alone, okay, because I had people online that I was always talking.
Right.
Like Kanye West was my case study.
Oh, okay.
Kanye West, Swizz Beatz, Pharrell, these guys. So I built my life around these guys.
Okay. So you listened to all.
So they were like the people that were around me. So they were not there physically.
Yeah.
But they were there mentally.
I can understand.
Do you understand?
I can relate, because in my mind, we listen to Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. You go like, yeah, this is it, man. All right. And then into college, and you still continued with this.
Yeah. Okay. So I stopped producing actually at 2016.
Uh-huh.
My last job was 2016.
Okay.
And then I went into some auto business.
Auto business?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, at that time, production was bringing in cheddar, so, but it wasn't what I needed at that time. You understand? Yeah. So, the money was so small. So, I decided to give it a pause and face something else.
Oh, the juices decided to take a hike for a while as you do something else, get the money in, and then get back.
Yes. So, when I got back, I came back as an entrepreneur.
Oh. Now.
So now I created a label.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I sign an artist,
mm-hmm,
and then I help in the creative process of the music because I have the incentives. You understand?
Yeah, the gifts.
Yeah, so I help in the creative process of the artist. So on the long run, we had an issue. So we split and then we decided to go our separate ways.
Yes.
And then my label was just there. No, but due to the experience I had with the artist, I was scared of signing another artist. Yeah, so I decided to just record
your
myself
stuff.
And then
All right.
My first song.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you.
It was just like, it just like, it was so nice. Everybody just everybody were reacting
you,
so
you
nice.
You were telling a story.
You understand? So yeah. I was surprised that this is I could actually do this. You get me? So that was how I fully started singing, and then I became an official artist.
All right, just before you walked in, we played two songs here. One is one is called No Pressure, and the other one is called Surrender. Tell us about Pressure. I know artists, I mean, I've sung in a band. There's always a story behind
Pressure is just from the intro, from the first line of the song, I see her face for Insta. She dey burn my data. I found a girl on Instagram, Explore, and then she's burning my data because I'm looking at her pictures continuously. Oh. So my data is burning. You understand? So it's like she's so hot, and then I need to meet her. And then I met her, and then she's all over me, and then I want more pressure from her.
Oh,
you understand? I want her to give me more pressure.
I need more.
I need more pressure. That's what the song is about.
All right, good one. Second one is Surrender Final. Was it
that one?
Final
that,
Surrender.
That one is like a motivational song. Because no surrender, like if no matter what you're going through, you shouldn't surrender.
I see. That's true.
You understand? You should just try your best and keep up the game. So that's what that one is about. It's motivational.
Okay, fantastic. We'll talk about that one later. I've got one here as we take a break, we want to listen to. Actually, that's the one. Yeah, that's a motivation song that we're going into right now. And then when we come back, we'll go into a bit of depth. And we project forward before we release you.
Alright.
Okay, right. You've just tuned in. I'm talking to Baf, a Nigerian singer, songwriter, record producer. And yes, about your spiritual, how that also affected you and propelled you to be who you are. Because you sang in a Pentecostal church.
I didn't sing, I played the drums.
You know, you play the drums. Nah, but you were singing at the back. We'll talk about that, Baf. It's about 15 minutes past 8 o'clock. Baf is with me for all the way from Nigeria. And this guy is about 6'8". I'm sure Christian, if you stand next to him, he's also very tall. This guy is so tall, my friend. Wow! And he'll tell us more about his journey. This is Capital, now they happen to Charles Carey.
Love, I think I've had enough. We overthinking all of our feelings. No, no, no. Life baby, to a man I your love. Me and him, Alina, moving so low. Pretty little girls, now me condo. See, I swear to God, them no fit kill my attention. The best of my melody. Don't ask for my energy, so I just to my enemies. No surrender, no retreat. Many times my eyes don't bleed. Be ready for the hell of it. Hell of it. So make the sound of the alarm. Cause bad man, they are.
Very nice, very nice. Surrender Final, that's the name of the track by my guest who's in studio with me. It's called Baff. He's a Nigerian singer-songwriter, record producer. Hails from the eastern part of Nigeria, producing music professionally at 19. And 10 years later, he decided to unleash the artist side of him with his debut single titled Selfish. And he gave the story about that one. Welcome once again, my friend.
My pleasure.
Nothing happens in isolation. I'm sure you've had a group of people who have actually assisted in one way or another. Professionally, of course. It's the way I work with DJ Shwaz here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a strength that I get from him and I pick from him also as a DJ.
Yeah.
Tell us your journey with friends, family, support systems. Then we go into collaborations that you've had with other artists. After Selfish, now that's when you said, okay, I'm doing this alone. But after that, when you came up,
okay,
I'm sure there's a group of people who said, I can work with that one.
Okay. Yeah, my best friend became my manager.
Good.
His name is Onanda.
Uh-huh.
He's Igbo, but his nickname is Pablo. He became a manager, and mm-hmm. then all through this time he has helped me. He has mm-hmm. and he has good ears for music.
Okay,
you understand?
Okay.
So he's most
so you
times,
compliment one another.
Yeah. So most times he's the one that picks, like Baradan, for example.
Baradan was that's coming up, by the way.
Yeah, he was the one who said this is the song.
Okay,
you understand. He has that ear. He has it. And so mm-hmm. Whenever I make music, I call him to mm-hmm. the studio when I'm done. Mm-hmm. And I listen to this song.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me if it's not really a nice song, you'll see.
Yeah,
that's why I like him. Yeah, yeah. So anytime he says, but jam, you know that, yes, don't worry.
Oh, jam.
Yeah, so that, and then my other friends, so I have other close friends that mm-hmm. has helped me. There's one Pelletini. His name is Izzy. Okay, he's an influencer on Twitter. He used his Twitter handles and his Twitter page to really give me some form of publicity. And, you know, so he was always on my pee. He always carried my stuff on his head
every time, so he really supported
me throughout this journey and everything. So yeah, other couple of friends too.
We say sometimes in our poetry mm-hmm. circles that friends is having friends is God's way of taking care of you, because the people who are listening right now mm-hmm. and the importance of getting very friends like that, you know, to take you to the next level of mm-hmm. life, because you're all supporting each other into this journey.
Yeah,
so that's very important. How about your family until now? How do they feel about it right now?
My mom mm-hmm. never, like, my mom, she's spiritual.
Oh,
yeah, she's a religious person. Yeah, like, she's
that's quite
deep into Christianity and all that. So
we have got.
She's never guys, up to
yeah.
today.
Yeah,
she's not even in support of my East African tour.
Oh, well, yeah. You're coming to East Africa.
Yeah.
Why are you going?
She doesn't want all of that.
This is Wandamano. Yes.
Yeah, so she wants me to stop the music thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So she doesn't like the vibe, but it's what I want to do. And then there's nothing. I have my life, you know. So So and then my family. When it comes to my music, they're not really supportive, I'll be honest.
So you're just on your
own. Yeah, they're not really. My family, they're not my fans. Yeah. They're not my fans.
I've never had anything.
They're
like
my
that.
They don't comment on my songs. They don't see anything. They don't do anything.
They
just
listen to it.
They don't say.
Wow, that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go into the song Badadan, because I want you to talk about it also. An EP, Bad Meets Evil. We sold mm-hmm. 3 million streams on all platforms.
Yeah.
How do you qualify and or quantify that? Layman's language. Kenyan who's listening, they're like, if I can get those numbers. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you the process of Badadan. You want to know how
please.
We started from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's this producer called Truth Beats.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Truth Beats. So he sent me the beats. I don't know, actually, he came to my house.
Mm.
And then he was playing beats.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was about to go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like any beats he played. So he was about to go. Then I told him to play me some old beats that he has. And then he played Better Than Unfinished. The beat was just like patterns that wasn't finished.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't like the beat, so he just did it and just left it. You get. So when I heard the sound, I'm like, this sound, there's something about this sound.
Mm-hmm.
So then he told me he had something on it too, like there was a hum he had to it, like he was just humming to it. And then I was like, that's nice. And then I called my in-house producer. His name is Paki.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to the studio, then he touched the beats. He added more drums.
Yeah.
And I supervised the drums, because you know I'm good at drums. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I basically did the drums of that beat.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So then we wrote the lyrics, and then that was it. Then I did a listening party back in Nigeria. And when Better Than came in, everybody were like, this is a jam, mad. But that gave me motivation to want to push the song.
I want us to go into some messages. And then we play Better Than as we conclude.
You
good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much. If you've just tuned in at Capital FM, I've got a guest all the way from Nigeria. I don't know how they say Nigeria. They say it so nicely. You should see. See, I've just said Nigeria. Yeah.
Or you just say Niger.
No, okay, Niger. I'll say that one. Yeah, and he's telling us his journey. Okay, one song that actually, I have listened to this song many times. It's very, very nice. And then we can talk about it as we conclude. Say that is a good song. That one is a very good song. Very good. Buff, that one is a good song. Yeah.
Thanks. What's I appreciate
the story behind Better Than? You're saying something.
Okay, so what do you want to know now?
Okay. Let's talk about collaborations.
Okay.
As we end this one. Have you had any collaborations, or do you aspire to have collabs with other artists from even Kenya?
Yeah,
Uganda,
yeah,
Tanzania,
yeah.
Europe.
Yeah, we're actually having a session with BN tonight.
Oh, BN, yeah. Saudi Soul.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, well, that is going to be something. How did you meet with BN?
My team, they pulled that together.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know how they did that. Mm-hmm.
Well, nowadays anything is possible. So in Kenya, that's BN. Have you had any other collabs?
Oh yeah,
in
Nigeria, back in Nigeria, Peruzzi. Okay. I have a song with Peruzzi.
Uh huh.
I have a song with other upcoming artists, but Paris is like the A-list artists that have a song here, but others are upcoming acts.
Yeah. And how busy are you in Nigeria when it comes to gigs? And I mean, Nigeria is huge. You guys are like 240 million.
In a small place.
In a small place. what's the situation when it comes to gigs and all this? How busy are artists in Nigeria?
Very busy, very, very busy. Okay. We appreciate our artists a lot.
Very, I noticed that.
So they're actually very, very. They don't even have time for Nigerian gigs anymore. So most artists now are flying out to take gigs outside.
Because now you guys are too many. You saturated yourselves.
So there are too many upcoming acts. Too many. So right now you can just have one artist now with a song that's bopping. And then he's taking over.
So you understand? So you release Badadan, it goes to number one. Tomorrow it's going to be number 14.
It's very possible.
Because there's so much that's coming out. And what about Europe? Have you thought about going to Europe and doing your stuff there?
That time will come. Mm-hmm. That time will come, not for now.
Okay.
Not for now.
All right. Yeah. All right. There's one more question. We do it jamming on the jam with just the crew. What would you tell that 20-year-old Baff right now? What would you tell him? That 20-year-old Baff back in the day.
I would have told him to start singing at that time.
Oh, okay. No regrets though.
Yeah, because I wish I started singing
at that time.
Because I feel like I would have. Because look at what I achieved in just a couple of years. I started this journey.
Big time, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of artists who have been there don't have my numbers.
Yeah,
you understand. So I feel like if I had started this right from the onset, right now, I think that Europe tour you were talking about.
I think that's the time you said, "Yo, this is it. Let me go and become an entrepreneur and do other things. And then the music can follow me later." You said it. All right, that's good. Okay, now in conclusion, how can people get in touch with you? I mean, want to listen to your music?
Oh yeah,
in touch with you. Okay. There's many upcoming artists who'd like to call you up and ask for advice about moving the way forward. How they can come to Nigeria and just look at the music scene and just see how it goes.
Oh yeah, my social media is actually open: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. TikTok, I'm on every platform. Okay. So yeah, my handle is Buffzaddy.
Buffzaddy.
6UFFZADDY.
Where did you get that 6UFF? Because I had a problem with DJ Schwartz and he told me, "Bro, Skiza, listen, you're the one doing the interview. So you guys."
some people say 6OFF.
That's what I said.
Some people say soft.
Six half. I'm like, maybe it means something. I said, you don't want to offend you. You come and say.
Yeah. So the reason
so Baff. So that 6UFF.
Yeah, 6UFF.
Six. Yeah. Mm. But that's Baff.
Yeah. Baff.
In pronunciation, so they can get you on all the media platforms.
Yeah, all
right. Fantastic. Now, in conclusion, how long have you been in Kenya?
This is the fifth day.
Fourth day. How is your experience so far?
Yeah, very nice, very nice. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it so much.
Yeah. So projecting forward as we conclude, where do you see yourself? Okay, and I know times change, the dynamics have changed all over the world. But where do you see yourself in 5, 10, 15, 20?
In 5 years.
5 years. Producing more music? Singing more?
In 10 years, I see myself as a legend.
Aha. I like that.
An African legend.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I see myself as that in 10 years.
And your genre of music. What do you listen to? What do you enjoy listening to? Funk, rock, reggae, techno, dance?
Actually,
piano.
My favorite genre of music is hip-hop.
Oh, really? That's good.
Hip-hop. Well, I don't do hip-hop, but that's...
You don't do hip-hop, yeah.
Why? Because it has, hip-hop artists, they pass a lot of messages in their songs.
Yes.
Yeah, and me, I'm big on lyrics. I don't play with my lyrics.
That's quite okay, because I know the songs that you played here. Baff, thank you so much for coming to Capital FM.
My pleasure.
Yeah, and that was really good. I hope you'll be back again.
Yeah, sure.
For me, it's just to wish you all the best.
All right,
God's blessings now and into
thank
your
you so
future.
Much. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you're good, man. You're
thank
very,
you.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, thank you.
Heard on every block, played on every street, and jamming worldwide.
All the hits.
The hype.